bringing in Christy Hutcherson. She is the founder, president, spokesperson for Women Fighting for America. But before I bring you in, Christy, I just want to say that we have really serious news coming out of the Gaza Strip, coming out of Israel. There's major fighting happening. Mr. Producer, Mr. X, would you like to play a clip from that right now? Okay, we're going to come back to that. Christy, how are you?
Good.
Thank you for being so patient.
Always.
Yes, thank you. Thank you. You know, it was so incredible to see you at the Clay Clark Show this weekend. And, you know, I'm going to say the same thing to you that I said to Pete Santilli. I just want you to, you know, talk uncensored. What's really happening in the United States of America today? What's the real? What's really happening?
It's really just really simplistic. We've had a infiltration for decades. We've allowed it to go on. And we have communist sympathizers and global elites running our nation and our country at all levels, state, federal, you name it.
And what's your biggest concern? Because I know that your schedule is so jam-packed. What's your focus? I mean, I want to talk about child sex trafficking, of course. That's, you know, it's a topic that I really have never really delved into.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, what topic are you really focused on just in the next month?
Well, actually, I mean, for the last, child trafficking and human trafficking is really, really horrific. It's very bad. I actually stumbled into that realm looking at national and domestic security for our nation. And so, of course, you know, it's on my heart. But really, in reality, we really need to focus in on what the imminent threat for the United States of America is. And when America does collapse, the rest of the world will be collapsing alongside of her. And so it's really important that the American people who love this country and love freedom and liberty and something called the Constitution are willing to stand up and fight. And I mean, fight like hell for her, because it's almost gone. And so we are going to have terrorist threats. We are going to have terrorist attacks on our soil. It's not if, it's not maybe, we are. And I've been reporting on this for over 3 years, giving briefings to both Governor Ducey's office when he was the governor of Arizona's. I've turned over information to certain Congress people over a year and a half ago, and to deaf ears. Those deaf ears are because they have an agenda, and that agenda is not to protect and defend our sovereign country.
So what do we do, Christy?
We have to stand up. It's time, the time to be complicit in the silent and go about your daily life is kind of over with. It really disheartens me. I go out to the grocery store. I'm at, you know, grabbing a bite to eat really quick while I'm rushing and fighting for this country. And people just have their heads in the sand. I was really disgusted the other day. And this is what I'm talking about. You know, I stopped off to grab a bite. And here's this, you know, young girl walking her stupid Pomeranian dressed up to the hilt. And she's taking, you know, shallow photos of herself and her dog. That's what this country's come to. And, you know, you're not going to even have that opportunity, by the way, to do that simple act anymore, as narcissistic as it is, if you don't engage in the fight to save liberty and freedom. I just got a message just a little bit ago, who was one of the MEPs for the European Parliament out of Romania. Him and I are working really hard. We're trying to collaborate on a large scale with different world leaders who are like, where the heck is America? You know, if you caught my presentation at the Clay Clark event on Saturday, it was pretty doggone explosive. And I hit it hard. And I talked about the imminent threat that we're facing, Iran, China, Russia. I was listening to your previous guest, Pete Santilli, I guess, and, you know, some of the stuff he's saying is spot on. And we have a CIA who has been rogue for a very long time. I could go all the way back to almost the inception of the CIA, who created the CIA and who's been bolstering the CIA. I heard him talk and touch about 9/11. Well, we might disagree on some of the details, but quite frankly, it was a cover-up. Tower 7 went down purposefully because Tower 7 housed all of the documents and the investigation into trillions and trillions of dollars from the Defense Department that went missing. And they were housing all of the documents that were going to prove and followed the money of who the corruption was. I can name the Nashville, Tennessee was another one when the bombing went off in that building. So Ukraine's a massive government cover up for Hillary Clinton, Obama, money laundering, military grade equipment laundering. That's what this is all about. It's not a mistake also that you're seeing Hamas in the Gaza Strip fighting with United States military grade equipment. How did they get that equipment?
How did they get it?
Well, they got it from Biden, from the debacle, the purposeful debacle of Afghanistan withdrawal. I know something about this. I work in the DOD space. My previous life and current is defense contracting. We helped with the troop drawdown in Iraq and Afghanistan under Obama. You do not leave the equipment the way it was. The protocols are to blow up the equipment. You don't turn over the base. By the way, that base had major sensitive documents in it, including all of the serial numbers. I don't know if listeners know this, but I'm going to kind of give you some breaking news here, just in case you don't know this. That base that was turned over and got into the hands of Al-Qaeda conveniently, that base housed all of the serial numbers of all of that equipment and billions of dollars of sophisticated operational needs.
Now you can't really, yeah, that's really serious.
Yes, it is.
But where are we going with all this? What's going to be the end game here?
The end game is a one world system. The end game is complete domination and control. The end game is having very closed knit 15-minute ghettos, as my dear friend Christine Anderson likes to say, out of Germany. These are 15-minute ghettos. They're already building a very highly sophisticated one that looks beautiful and luxurious to the eye in Dubai. But it's nothing but a cage to cage you and keep you under compliance.
So what do we do?
Fight. I mean, at this point, I mean, honestly, you need to learn how to, I call it geofencing. So okay. America and the world need to learn how to geofence their housing, their community, their neighborhood, street by street. You need to have plans in place, plan A, plan B. You know, in the military world, you have triggers, right? There's a trigger event and that trigger activates an action. And so you have to learn what triggers are and then what your action step is to secure this nation and to fight back, be fortified, right? What's interesting is the warfare is different. By the way, we've been in a war for a very long time. Just most people think it's because, you know, tanks haven't been rolling through the streets and massive bullets flying on our shores that we're not in a war. We have been in a war for, and so it's just different. This push, this green energy push, this climate change hoax is all about ushering in the control of all of the electrical grids, your movements, your banking, everything that you do that you need to survive, right? So if you get into a car and you no longer have a gas-powered vehicle, they can, with a button, shut your car down because everything's hackable, right? It's a computer. It's a chip. You're driving down the road trying to escape. They shut you down and you're stranded there. And then lo and behold, they come and just swiftly pick you up and take you away. You look at the water systems and the grid systems. You saw it in Maui, Hawaii. That was a big example of the water control systems that they are doing. What did they do? Oh, under the disguise of equal distribution, right? Equity. So they did not turn on the systems to get the water down to that town to conveniently put out the fires. No, they didn't. They shut it down. Same thing with the electrical grids. Everything is going on this electrical grid system that is computerized. Well, you can turn off that electrical grid. They can starve you out. They can close down the supply chain routes and you are stuck and you're left to defend for yourself. And the bullets are going to be great to defend your supplies and to fortify like a fort, but they're not going to help you when they starve you out or they cut off your water supply.
I mean, are you recommending, you know, that we just prepare for the worst at this point, or do we have any hope?
So we always say you always want to hope for the best, but you prepare for the worst. You know, so at this point, I'm really going to tell America, you need to start preparing for the worst and pray for the best. But it is coming. It's imminent. I don't see a way out because there's not enough of you right now, honestly, who are willing to fight or stand up. You know, you're not showing up at the courthouse steps. You're not showing up on Washington, D.C. You're allowing unconstitutional acts to continue to happen. You're allowing the rogue Congress to continue to fund all of these agencies who are literally bringing down America to their knees. You're allowing them to have hearing after hearing without action. You're not holding them accountable. Biden should have been prosecuted a long time ago. They have the evidence. They can set him up for, these are treasonous charges, by the way. Mayorkas, treasonous charges. When you're ordering Border Patrol agents and law enforcement to cut barbed wire and let illegals and terrorists and murderers and rapists flood your borders, yeah, that's treasonous acts. Look what treason is. And so when you have nobody who's being held accountable and you're not holding them accountable because you're not willing, you're afraid what they might do to you or what they might take from you because you won't stand, then yeah, we're kind of screwed and hosed. I'm not. I have a plan. People I run with, we understand exactly what's coming down the pipe. So we're prepared and we're ready.
I mean, for myself, like, what do you recommend we really do to be ready?
I recommend you email our organization and get on a training course to figure out what the heck you're supposed to do and be trained by some of the best to at least give you a fighting chance. I wish I could do it for free. I don't have big sponsors. I fund 99% of this myself because, again, people don't want to fight for what's theirs, right? They don't have skin in the game. They'd rather go to communist Starbucks and spend, you know, $10 on a latte instead of $10 to fight freedom for freedom and liberty. So if you really want to get engaged and do something, you can go to Women Fighting for America, WFA.win. Send us an email. I'm not going to hold your hand. Not going to hold your hand to say, hey, I want to get on this training. We can do it virtually or we can come to you. The virtual one class is a little shorter. It's not as intense, but you will get everything you need. If you want us to come in person, we're more than happy to do that. But, you know, there's a cost to bring me and my next level elite team to your town.
And how many hours or how many days is that training?
So we can get you trained up in a very long afternoon on a Saturday in person. Online, it'll probably be about two, three hour online training class.
Interesting. Okay. And then, you know, if after the 2024 election cycle, you
know, we're not having an election in 24.
Let's just
be clear. And I'll be the first one, Corinne, to come on your show and say, thank God, God Almighty intervened and we are going to have an election. But I'm here to tell you right now, with the intel and the information that we have, we are not having an election. There's too many, the writing's on the wall. You know, Israel is, you've got Russia, Ukraine, you know, it was waning. There's a lot of things going on behind the scenes that I'm not going to get into today on the show. So then you have the event of Hamas attacking Israel in the way that they did. And so, you know, this is going to be a broader, this war is going to spread more physical. And then also we're going to have the terrorist attacks. And because that there's going to be chaos events in the United States of America. So you have something, and they've already put in all of everything that they needed to do behind the scenes in these, all these really beautiful bills that sound great with these pretty packages. When you delve into a lot of the language and you really peel back the onion of these 1,000-page bills, you'll find a lot of stuff that your freedom is gone. Okay. And so I believe this is my professional opinion. I believe that we're going to have multiple terrorist attacks. It's not going to be 9/11 style events. They are going to be smaller events, but multiple of them. They are going to cause a lot of unrest. They are going to cause supply chain. They're going to squeeze supply chains under all sorts of, you're already seeing it under the disguise of climate change. The Panama Canal is already being restrictive of how much cargo ships are allowed through and the tonnage and the weight on those ships under the disguise of water drought, right? Which is BS. And so you're going to see a squeezing. You're going to see attacks on our soil. You're going to see shrinkage of supplies, which is going to cause a lot of chaos and unrest. Therefore, they're going to activate martial law. and they're going to say, there's too much unrest. We cannot have a free, civil, safe, legitimate election. It's going to have to be postponed. That's what I believe is going to happen. But, you know, hey, I've been wrong before.
When do you see this happening? Like this, but before, like in the January, February, March?
You know, I'm not a genie with a bottle, but I will tell you, when you start looking at signs, right, you look at things that are happening on a global scale. I'm not a predictor. I don't like to do that. I don't like, honestly, anybody who tells you and gives you an exact time date, they're full of garbage, honestly. But you look at you look at certain triggers. And you start listening to the chatter in the intel world. You start delving into reports. There's a lot of things that go into that. I believe we're going to start seeing stuff happen, you know, somewhere after the first of the year, leading up towards the summer.
This is going to be a very interesting time. Have you been focused on what's happening around the world with respect to, you know, where this is all leading in the end? I mean, in the end, who can really win this? Who can win this?
The globalist elites think that they, you know, when I say the globalist elites, so let's be clear about who all of these players are. And I think that this is really where it's really hard for people to wrap their head around this. Okay. So in 1971, you had Klaus Schwab come on the scene and develop the World Economic Forum. You know, we also had the birthing of the United Nations. We have NATO. So all of these entities were birthed, the IMF, right? The monetary banking, financial systems. All of these were created after the fall of Germany, right? The Nazis. And so they were absorbed throughout the free world. A lot of players, they escaped, they got away. Some of them, of course, you know, scientists who had really intelligent brain. We decided, you know what, we need their intelligence. We're going to give them sanctuary here in return for their knowledge and working in our agencies, our government, developing weapons and all sorts of things. And so you have this creation of the global society, right? Right underneath of our noses. And everything always sounds great. It's to protect the world. It's an alliance. No, really, it was the creation of the global world order that was coming. And they're very patient. And this is where I want people to understand. This has been in the works for 50 years. Make no mistake. But they knew that the minds and the hearts of the American people were going to be the toughest because we have something called the Constitution. And we've lived under this umbrella of freedom and liberty. And so how do you erode that? You know, they said it. They came out and said, the only way America will fall is what? From within. So they activated that plan. How do you fall within? Well, you infiltrate every level from the school systems to the governmental agencies, local, state, federal, hospitals, scientific, pharmaceutical, military. So that's what they've done. And it's been very strategic move. And it's all been like, I equate it to the old adage of the frog being boiled, right? You stick him in a lukewarm pot, you turn it up and he doesn't feel it. And he's staying in there. It's like, oh, this is so cozy. The same thing has happened to the American people. We've been lured into this without even knowing it. And for me, the final blow was under President George Bush when he activated the Patriot Act, right? Which sounded really great. But George Bush and the Bush family, if you know who they are, they're actually part of the World Economic Forum, the globalist elite, the Rothschilds, you know, all of these people who you think are on our side, they're not. We've only had two disruptors in the last 30 plus years, and that was Reagan and Trump. And so when you look at the globalist agenda, they've already got all of the infrastructure in place. They just now need to usher in and break the will of the people around the globe. And the last frontier, the watchman, is the United States of America. So we have to be removed in that regard. And you're already seeing it, quite frankly, Corin. Look at what they've done with the colleges. We've got people chanting in the streets for terrorists who chop off babies' heads.
I was just with some really, really, really kind college students, but they are misled. And, you know, I ask them, I tell them, you know, what are some classes you're taking? And, you know, one of them told me, sadomasochistic sex principles. That is so irresponsible and disgusting at this point that our college students would even have that option. It's shocking. Well,
it's the dumbing down of the youth, right? How do you control the next generation? You dumb them down. You give them, you give them a cause to fight for, even though it's really not a cause to fight for. And you put their energies into those. That's exactly, it's propaganda. It has been perfected over the last, several decades. It started under, the communism regime. I mean, look at Goebbels, right? So you have to start understanding that this has been not only a psychological warfare, but it's targeted and directed. If you don't raise your children very strongly in foundational principles, they're going to be weak. I'm very fortunate. I have two very strong young men who stand up for this country and for the voiceless. And so, but you don't have that. What do? You break down the family unit. You raise prices. People have to work two jobs. They're exhausted. By the time they get home, they're numb. They turn on the TV and they either turn to social media or they just watch the news and regurgitate what they're hearing on these secular sources. That's what they've done. And this has been systematically over time. If you think back in the 1990s, I'm probably older than you. So I remember the political correctness. There was a huge era of PC police, right? So every decade they've ushered in these little tidbits, right? To suck you in to being a racist, a division, all of that stuff. And so they've been very good at it and we've allowed it to happen. But you've got to stand up right now. You're going to be pushed into either a 15-minute ghetto. You're going to have to comply no matter what. Or if you don't comply, they've got a couple nice little places for you that they've been building right under your noses with your taxpayer-funded dollars, these intake-outtake facilities for all of these illegals. Yeah, great. Now those facilities will be utilized for those who don't comply.
That's really serious.
Yeah, it is.
I mean, in the end, it's going to take women fighting for America.
Well, we need the men now with balls to rise up too. It's honestly time for the men to come alongside in this fight. That was another one of to demasculize men, right? That's what they've done. I'm very concerned. So, we have thousands and thousands of terrorist cells and terrorists in our country right now. And I'm going to repeat that. Let me tell you the real numbers of the gotaways, somewhere around this. So when we looked at all of the data and all of the information that I'm privy to, and we look at the northern border, the southern border, the western coast, and the east coast border, nobody talks about that. They always want to brainwash you, southern border. No. When you look at the numbers of the gotaways, we're probably somewhere in the 3.5 million under the Biden regime. That is staggering. Where are these 3.5 plus million unknowns who aren't vetted? We have no idea where they are, where they came from. We know for a fact that we have Syrian cells. We have Hezbollah, Venezuela Hezbollah. So let me explain something of how a lot of terrorists have been flooding into our borders, by the way, well, when Obama was into office and beyond. So they use Venezuela, Caracas, Venezuela as their conduit. So there's several flights a day by a U.S. sanctioned airline, several of them by the United States, that fly from Tehran into Caracas, Venezuela daily. Okay. On those flights are terrorists. They are from Iran's Revolutionary Guard, Quds Forces, Al-Qaeda, Hamas, Hezbollah, all of these really bad players. Then the Venezuelan government, Maduro, they turn around and they give them legal documents stating that they are not from the origin terrorist country that they're from, but they're actual Venezuelans. They learn the language of Spanish and then they absorb through these caravans seeking asylum. It's not a mistake that you've seen this massive uptick of Venezuelans coming over the border. They are young, single young adult males. They are terrorists and they are infiltrating, and there's no true vetting system. The other thing I want everybody to understand about the vetting process, you're assuming that these other countries have our sophistication and that these individuals are somehow in some database. Okay. So if they come over the border, they have documents stating that they're Venezuelans or whatever, or they leave their documents and throw them away, which they do. We find them all the time, strewn in Mexico. They're told to leave them there. We cannot vet them if they are not on a specific terrorist watch list. This is very important to understand. So when you see the numbers coming out of a country like Mauritania, which is West Africa, and that number is almost 16,000, I'm telling you that's an alarming number. And the reason why, West Africa, that particular country, is a known harbor of terrorists. They can be their corrupt government, same thing like Venezuela. They're giving them passports, getting them on a boat and flying over here. So we are going to have numerous attacks. And by the way, they're going to be single attacks, and they're going to put them under the disguise of hate crimes, which they're not. Make no mistake, every attack from this moment on, you need to think into yourself, this is coordinated. Orders are coming down from the head. And by the way, that day of jihadi last Friday, I wasn't worried about being attacked on our soil. That's not how they operate. That was a signal to the rest of the terrorists around the world saying, get ready, or the orders are coming. That's how they put out orders. They do it through video. They do it through secret messaging through these videos and messages like you heard last Friday.
That's really serious. So what do you think the top five cities in the United States of America are for these terrorist cells? Because I'm thinking it must be Chicago. What do you think?
Okay, so if I give you specific cities, then that makes you go, oh, okay, great. I wasn't on that list. I don't think it's going to happen this time around the way you people think it's going to happen. It's going to hit you in your hometown. They want to strike fear. How do you strike fear? How do you strike unrest on massive scale? You have to hit the heartland. And that is not just in urban centers, my friends. That is in smaller communities and towns, because you're not going to be expecting it. Expect what you don't think will happen. That's what's going to happen.
That's shocking.
Well, you know, Corinne, when you've got 26 pounds of ammonium nitrate that's conveniently still hasn't been found, which I find that mind-boggling in the intelligence world, by the way. When you see that we have tunnels that we uncovered last January that are very sophisticated tunnels, these cartels did not know, Sinaloa and all of these cartels, they did not know how to build those type of sophisticated tunnels with fiber optics and fortified wall ceilings, rail cars, ventilation systems. They had to be taught by who? Hamas. And also, I believe, our own federal agency, CIA, because the tunnel, the three tunnels that we have uncovered recently, there is no way our own federal agencies did not know these tunnels exist. It's just not possible. What are they sneaking into our country? And so it's not a mistake that you're starting to see. For the last 2 years, we've been reporting privately hospitals and cities have been conducting mass casualty drills and nuclear fallout drills, not by accident. Not an accident that they're starting to put tests out there on the emergency broadcast system on a massive scale like they have been. We just got information from a general who's a friend of mine, and he sent me FBI and CIA have been going into Nashville, Tennessee, by the way, and other hospitals, warning them that there's going to be attacks specifically targeting women, nurses with knives, being raped, etc. That's very interesting as well. Think about the MO that they're going to be utilizing. Their tactics will be unconventional, and they will look like they're coming under a different umbrella when in fact it's all part of the same spider web.
I mean, that's really shocking. This is going to be very dangerous.
It is. That's the reason why if you don't have a concealed permit right now, I highly recommend you go get your concealed weapons permit, and you carry pepper spray, and always be ready for anything, because we are living in the Wild West. We are living in a third world country at this point. Look at the clowns today in DC. Look at the clowns. And the clowns are the Republicans, not the Democrats. Nancy Pelosi, her face today was priceless. Her laughing, her evil laugh, and the Democrats standing up, because they will go to hell before they will break ranks to get their stuff together. The Republicans are cowards, and they're weakless, and they're ballless. And if they can't get behind Jim Jordan, at least to get and stop this nonsense, 20 Republicans went against them. To Jim Jordan, why? For their petty crap? We're at war. These people are petty clowns, and we have nobody else to blame but ourselves for continually putting these people, whether you think that the elections are fraud, and yes, I do believe that wholeheartedly, but we need to replace them. And you know what? If you're not reaching out to them and telling them to get their head out of their you know what, and vote for Jim Jordan and get a Speaker of the House in their ASAP, you know, just keep on with the clown show until Hakeem Jeffries gets in.
I mean, that's basically, after, you know, living 3 years in Washington, D.C., that's basically what I'm seeing. It's a clown show and nothing really ever gets done. And it's just a lot of talk and a lot of publicity for the elected officials. But in the end, nothing really gets done except the sentencing and incarceration of January 6ers. And now it's pro-life activists who are Christian sitting in the D.C. jail, sitting in the Alexandria, Virginia jail for standing up for what they believe in.
Well, if that doesn't send, you know, we can talk all we want to, right? Even McCarthy grandstanding and talking, he was all talk for a year. Most of the Republicans are nothing but hot air. Most of them are sold out, or if they're not sold out, they've got something on them. And so, you know, when you look at, and I lived in D.C. and worked in D.C., you know, had a place up there, I lived, you know, for over, 18 years. And so, you know, the real work gets done at Cafe Milano and other places in Georgetown, okay, because I've been there, mm-hmm. you know, meeting some of these individuals. And so it's a clown show. It's a circus. You need to be calling them and telling them to get their act together. I'm more concerned right now. You've got Iran who has infiltrated Bolivia. Bolivia right now, and if you don't know where Bolivia is, you got Bolivia, Paraguay, you've got Argentina. We call it like the tri-border area. And so they have a huge stronghold. The country of Bolivia, Venezuela, Nicaragua, and Cuba, and several other countries just went into agreements with Iran. The leader of Iran just got back from a five-country visit to all of these countries and presidents, meeting with them and signing defense accords and agreements. Do you understand that, America? In Bolivia right now, they have Mujahideen UAVs. And if you don't know what that is, basically, they are highly sophisticated military-grade drones that have the capability of locking missiles onto the bottom of these drones. They are sitting in a warehouse currently right now in Bolivia with other military-grade equipment. You've got Russia, who re-signed a training agreement with the country of Nicaragua to bring in more military-grade equipment and soldiers into Nicaragua under the disguise of training. You've got China working with our enemy, Trudeau, not the Canadian people, but the government of Canada, with cold water drills with their military on our northern shores, as well as Russia. You've got China and Iran and Cuba and all spread out through the Caribbean. Our own Southcom commander, Richardson, is so concerned about the growing threat of Iran and China from a military perspective that she's been briefing our intelligence agencies. I have a report from our annual, the annual intelligence report coming out of the intelligence director about Iran and the imminent threat of what they want to do inside the United States, the growing threat on the Latin American shores. And now coupled with the fact that they have been working with and training with the cartels on our southern border, 23 miles from Texas, from McAllen, Texas, is a training camp where Iran's Revolutionary Guard right now are training with the cartels. Thank you, Biden and the CIA.
That's huge. Can you say that again, Christy? Because this is kind of info that I was really expecting you to start with. Say that again. The cartel.
So right now, currently, Iran's Revolutionary Guard, CUD forces, are currently training in camps within 25 miles of McAllen, of the border of Texas near McAllen.
That's really huge. What's the truth about the cartels? Is the FBI allowing this to happen? What's the truth?
Well, I believe if you go back in history of the formation of the cartels, the CIA had a huge hand in creating the cartels, feeding them money, weapons, cocaine, trade. That's how they make their money. Human trafficking, cocaine, marijuana, all sorts of different drugs. That's how they bolster their money. And it's not a surprise under the Biden administration. What did he do? Open up all of our borders to do what? Feed the cartel with billions and billions and billions and billions of dollars to what? bolster them, make them more powerful, be able to buy more military grade type equipment. I want you to look at the cartels. They have 50 cals on some of their Jeeps, and have the only way you can get a 50 cal weapon. Those are American made, by the way. You can't just call up and order a 50 cal weapon. You also, I want you to look, if you saw my my training video that I did over the weekend, you've got the cartels who actually have uniformed military grade weapons, rifles with grenade launchers underneath of them. You can't just buy those off the street. This tells me that somebody is selling to the cartels in mass order supply military grade equipment. Who is that? And by the way, those are American made guns and weapons. So something nefarious is going on. Look at Fast and Furious under Eric Holder. It's no surprise that the FBI and the CIA have been feeding the cartel. I believe personally and professionally that is nothing more than the militia arm of the CIA.
I mean, do you get death threats after the investigative work that you do?
Oh, yeah. I have bounties on my head. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I've got death threats.
You're doing something right.
I get written up. I have articles all about me that are not everything from the Southern Poverty Law Institute to the crazy left wings. I actually welcome it because that means everything. When they start writing about it, that means I am right on the money. Yeah. When you try to silence you, you're on the money. I talked about Maui. I think within 24 hours, I was probably one of the first ones to come out. And I said, did the cabal just burn down Maui? And of course, communist Facebook shut it down. Fact checkers said it was a lie. That's when I knew, spot on.
I mean, in the end, the moms, the women have to make really big decisions. What's going on with the family unit for real?
You know, it's really disheartening to see the separation of so many families. You know, there's a lot of stress out there. You know, we have to try to strengthen the families. We need to try to strengthen the bonds. One of the ways that you can do that is it's really simple, just sitting around and talking to your children. I was in Philadelphia giving a training course to some individuals. And one of the most important things I can tell you as a mom myself and a parent is take the cell phone away from your child. You know, with parents, we sometimes forget we want to be their buddy and their friend because it's easier for you. But you're not here to be your child's friend. You're here to be their parent and guide them and train them into being productive adults. And one of those things that you have to do, predators, whether you're a communist predator, whether you're a sexual predator, this is a predatory device that's used to brainwash, okay, and also to draw your children in. And so I'm not saying not to have a cell phone, but what I'm telling you to do is have boundaries. My children weren't allowed to have cell phones until they were in 10th grade, okay? And they were very angry at me for a very long time. They got made fun of, but I can tell you now they're young adults. And both of them have separately come to me and said, Mom, we want to thank you so much for not allowing us to have that phone. And they're not addicted to their phone or to social media because of it. You need to have your children have a place, a safe, and I'm going to tell you a safe where that you have the code and the lock to. You need to gather your children's cell phone at a certain hour in the evening and you put it in that safe and it does not come out until the next day. At nighttime is the most vulnerable where your children are going to be targeted with this. So be a parent, please.
I mean, it just seems like when you look at the current family unit, it's broken.
It is. It is.
How do we heal that? Woman to woman, how do we heal that, Christy?
The only way to heal that is through love and education and talking. You know, if you're coming from already a broken family, it's hard to repair, you know, a single parent's home, whether it's the stepfather or the mother. But what you can do is start changing the dynamics in the house and sit down and have dialogue, have dinner. You know, don't just do fast food, cook a meal, set time. You know, in my home, for example, and it wasn't always easy because, you know, we had a very, very stressful, strenuous, busy schedule. I mean, we were defense contractors, okay, traveling extensively. But one thing we made sure every Friday was family movie night. no sleepovers. That we, of course, we always, you know, made the occasional, you know, if there was a birthday party or something. And on Sundays, we would have breakfast and dinner together. And then we would talk about their week, what's going on with them, listening to them, really listening, and then talking about how to be productive young men. I have men, but how to be productive young men, and also what that means to treat a woman, right? So you can keep that relationship. And then also training my children, no matter what somebody looks like on the outside, if they're not yoked with your beliefs, regardless of what you think, you just need to not engage in a relationship because it just won't work and it'll tear the family apart eventually. You have to be like-minded in your morals. And when that's what I'm talking about. Not with all of your hobbies and the things, but you have to be like-minded in your morals, in your foundation.
I mean, then we're having like breaking news from New Jersey right now. There's been, you know, a school district that is allowing their students who are under 18 to socially transition behind their parents' back. I mean, that's just shocking, honestly.
Well, it's the law. First and foremost, parents, again, here we go. If you need to stand up. Honestly, this is really what I would do. And this is a really tough thing to say. Two things. Pull your kids out of public school. If there was a mass exodus across this nation in every single school district around the country, heck, you did it during COVID. So what? So somehow you thrived, right? You were able to do it during COVID. What's more important than to yank your children out of a machine that does nothing but harm your child and damage your child, right? So first and foremost, take your children just flat out of the public school system. Two, you know what? Stand up, form a coalition, and stop paying the taxes. Look at your millage rate. Find out how much money every year that you're paying to go to taxes for your school district. Stop paying that. Pull your money out. Hire a private teacher who has your morals and your moral compass and who loves this country and teach math, science, writing, reading. Those are the fundamentals, right, in the Constitution and our history.
That's really, really serious too. I mean, we have so much work to do. It's overwhelming.
It is. But again, you know, nothing worth fighting for is easy, right? It's a tough road. If that were the case, then the founding fathers would have buckled and we wouldn't be living in a country called America today. And there wouldn't be freedom all over the world, right? Because if America wouldn't have stepped into World War II, communism would be the law of the world, right? Socialism, communism, Marxism. So we have to fight. We are in the battleground right now. We are on the field. This is a war and we are at war. Whether it's war for our children, whether it's war for our freedom, whether it's war, you name it, we're at it. And the only way evil continues to prevail is if you sit back, good men and women do nothing.
And also, we cannot let gossip ruin anything. I was talking to you about that at the Clay Clark Show. There's so much gossip that's being thrown around. So I was just really grateful to, you know, look you in the eye and talk, because there's gossip everywhere and that's really destructive.
You know, I don't even listen to it. If I listened to the gossip that was said about me, it would suck all my time, right? You know, gossip stems from a lot of different things. Gossip stems from insecurities of the person who's spreading the gossip, jealousy. It stems from trying to deflect from themselves. Maybe, you know, they're doing something that's not above board, or it's to, you know, make themselves look more important or bigger than they really are. You know, I could go down the checklist why people gossip. I don't have time for it. And quite frankly, Corinne, you know, as we spoke over the weekend, I really don't care what people say about me. It doesn't affect me. They don't even move the needle to even make me upset. So anybody out there right now who's trashing me or gossiping about me, you're not hurting me or affecting me. I don't actually even hear it or listen to half the garbage that's said. And even when I do, I ignore it because it's just garbage and I don't have time for you. We have serious problems in this world. We have serious problems in this country and you are not at the top of my list or important to me. And I do what I do to save this country. And I work very hard at it. And at the end of the day, I know who I am. And the only person I answer to is my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
That is so beautiful. You're so inspirational. You're so brave. You're so strong. That's very important. You know, I'm looking at footage coming out of the Middle East, coming out of Israel and Gaza. I'm looking at the footage and I'm seeing, you know, women being held against their will as hostages by the Hamas terrorist group. And I'm wondering, you know, is that real? Is that fake? Do we even know how many hostages are being held right now by the terrorist group Hamas?
Okay, one of the things I really want to dispel, because this is really important. Language mm-hmm. matters. This is not a false flag event. And I want to be very, very clear about this. Anybody who says it is, they don't understand military tactics, or they don't even understand what the definition of a false flag is. These are real. Hostages have been taken. Children have been literally tied up and burnt alive. Not shot first, burnt alive. Families burnt to a crisp, alive, set on fire, tied together, and found in these homes. Women who were raped.
Yeah, with blood coming out of every area of their body.
Torture, unimaginable torture, eyes popped out, limbs cut off. Women who are pregnant cut open while they're alive. Cut open, their babies ripped out with the umbilical cord still attached, with the baby's head cut off and the woman shot in the back. This is real war. This is this is evil. Okay. If you want to know what evil, the face of evil is, it's Hamas. And I'm really ticked off at individuals chanting for Palestine in the streets. Let me explain who Palestine is, the people of the Gaza Strip. For decade after decade after decade, the Palestinians, and yes, the civilians included, know that Hamas lives and breeds in their communities. They know that Hamas uses them as a shield. They know that Hamas uses them to store their weapons and their armament and to build tunnels under the buildings. The government, the leader of Palestine, has aided and abetted and allowed these terrorist organizations to thrive within their borders for decades. The persons who are responsible for children who are being killed, Palestinians who are being killed, is not Israel. I'm going to be very clear. Every death, both Palestinian and Israeli, is on the hands of Hamas and Iran. Iran is behind this. And so I'm disgusted that we have people like Tlaib, who is in, we have 8 Democratic Congress people who are chanting and championing for babies' heads to be cut off. They should be removed immediately from Congress.
It's shocking how people are reacting to this footage, because people are actually trying to say that a lot of it's not real, but it is real. And it's shocking. It's Israel. It's shocking. And, but does that justify what's about to happen in Gaza? The people, the Palestinians in Gaza, can't get out of that country. No country will take them. There's like 2.1 million of them. No country's taking them as refugees. They're basically stuck in a prison.
No, why that is? That's a great question to ask. So now I'm going to turn the tide, and I want your listeners to start thinking for themselves. Why is it that their surrounding Muslim brothers, right? They're supposedly their Muslim brothers. Why is it that they're not willing to take in Palestinians? Because they know they're terrorists. They don't know that a family that looks innocent. You got to understand. They start indoctrinating the children in literally preschool. They have cartoons that look like Sesame Street, where they're teaching the little children to annihilate the Jews. They're teaching little children 10 years old, 8 years old, to be suicide bombers. We've even heard the interviews of these young little girls saying, we are ready to be a suicide bomber and kill Israelis. This is the mindset of the Palestinians and the Palestinian people. It's not their fault that they've been indoctrinated. But again, the government has allowed this to take place. The reason why their brothers won't take them in is because of they know this. They know that they've been that they are possible terrorists at even the age of 10 years old because of the brainwashing that's taken place. We 100% should never take in anybody right now from Palestine.
That's
we already have terrorists here.
So what do you think will happen to those 2.1 million people that are stuck in the Gaza Strip?
You know, I really don't know, but I can tell you right now, Israel has a right to defend itself. I disagree with some of the stuff from your previous guest about Netanyahu. Again, I do believe he's part of the World Economic Forum. I believe he's part of the globalist agenda. But make no mistake, you know, if you look at Revelations is literally playing out right before our eyes. We are, I believe, in the end times. Israel will not fall. It will have, there are going to be some things that happen, but they do need to go into Gaza and cleanse out the terrorists 100%. But that's a story for another day with what I think and why that's taken place.
Well, the biggest news right now is that actually a lot of people are coming up and saying that Israel could have stopped this Hamas terrorist attack, but they chose not to, because potentially Netanyahu wants this to happen, so he has an excuse to take out the Gaza Strip.
That's a simplistic way to look at it, but I will tell you from an intelligence perspective, you've got two of the most sophisticated intelligence agencies in the world, and that's the United States and Israel. To think for one moment that they could have breached and had the sophistication to attack Israel in the way that they did without there being a serious breach, you're living under a rock. So somewhere along the line, there was an internal breach, whether it came from the top or whether there were some infiltrators and this was planned and somebody got bought off or paid off, or they're again, you know, infiltrated the Israeli government, just like they've been infiltrated ours. Something has happened where there was a major failure in the intelligence, because this never could have happened. Same way with the United States of America, you know, not being able to track 26 pounds of ammonia nitrate or certain other intelligence failures, they very rarely happen at this stage.
Wow. So is there anything else that just is so important to talk about before I let you go? It's been a long day.
Yeah, you know, the biggest thing for your listeners that they need to take away from this is, I'm not telling you this, and I know Pete was probably not telling you this, we're not trying to frighten you. What we're trying to do, fear is only present when you're not prepared. You have fear when you're not prepared. We're trying to tell you this because these are imminent things that are going to happen. You need to be prepared. And how you decide to prepare is up to you. No one's going to hold your hand. No one's going to make you do it. No one's going to force you. But if you want to have practical things you can do in your realm, in your bubble, I call it your bubble, we can come alongside of you to the best of our ability and give you those tools that you've got to act on. You can email us. My website's right there, WFFA.win, Women Fighting for America. You can email, say you want to have training. You need to put training in the subject line. We'll get that. We'll sift through it. But you need to start preparing for the worst and hoping for the best.
That is so powerful, Christy. Thank you.
Thank you so much for having me on.
So grateful to have you. Please come back whenever you have news.
Will do.
News, please come back.
Yeah, well, that's not really.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
We respect you so much at the America Happens News. Thank you so much.
Really quick, I'm going to be in Kansas City, Missouri at the Determined Patriotism Conference. General Flynn, myself, and Vanderstone Mel Kay. This isn't just a speaking conference. This is an actual action conference. You will learn how to act. The tickets are not that expensive. Determined Patriotism. You can go to the Right Side, Doug Billings. If you just Google Doug Billings, the Right Side, or the Determined Patriot, I think it's determinedpatriotconference.us. But that's the conference. And if you tell them WFA sent you, I think there's a promo code you can put in and you get savings as well. So that's coming up the second weekend in November. So hope to see you there.
Thank you so much. That's going to be incredible. That's November, I think, 10th and 11th.
Yes, it is.
Yes. Okay. Thank you so much, Christy.
Thank you. God bless you guys. And as always, God bless the United States and God bless Israel.
God bless the United States of America and all over the world. That's amazing. Thank you. Thank you. I want to go show some clips right now because the clips coming out.